Welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. And well, we're having a grand old day here in the Turcotte household. Today, woke up this morning with no internet in the house. That's right. I'm coming to you, obviously, through the power of the Anchor app here on my phone. And I called our internet service provider and we're having a little bit of an outage here today. So I do apologize, obviously, for it coming through my phone today. And, you know, usually I have all my notes and everything, you know, to kind of do the podcast. But we got nothing today. So we do still have some things in store here for you. I did have some things planned here to talk about on the show. So we're going to get through those here. And, hopefully the internet will be up here in a couple hours. I know both my wife and I have to work today. And the kids, I know, are going to be freaking out today, right? First world problems, man. They're not going to be able to, you know, get into their games. And actually, my son today did have to take a test for his driver's ed, his online driver's ed course. So hopefully it'll be up here in a few hours. The guy said, hopefully by noontime, it'll be up. But, it's kind of funny. Just you will realize how reliant you are on the internet when it goes out. I mean, our television, you know, everything we watch on TV, I mean, even we have quote unquote cable, even though it's not cable, you know, we do AT&T now, but it's all internet based. I tried, actually, this is kind of weird too, that this wasn't working. I tried to tether my phone to our Mac that I normally record on. And even that, for some reason, wasn't connecting that well. And hopefully, I do have cell service here, obviously. So, you know, you guys are hearing this because of that. It was weird. It wouldn't tether to my phone, which is kind of strange. But so I just said, screw it. We'll at least get the podcast out to you this way. And hopefully the internet, you know, kids will be able to, they'll deal. They'll have to figure it out and deal with it. But let's jump in here. So like I said yesterday on the show, I want to talk today about Final Fantasy Intermission. So this is the Yuffie DLC that had come out for Final Fantasy VII Remake. And I finally jumped in, got through it. And it's pretty short. It took me a little under 3 hours. There was a couple little side quests I kind of give you in the first chapter, because it's actually only two chapters that I didn't do. They put in like this little mini game that's in there that's actually pretty cool. Kind of reminded me of that auto chess game that's kind of hugely popular right now. And it was kind of like a Final Fantasy VII auto chess built into the game. And I'm surprised they didn't try to build that out a little bit more, which it wouldn't surprise me if they eventually do at some point. But it would be cool to have that kind of as a mobile experience, or even just build it in here and give us some multiplayer to it. But they have, you kind of walk around, kind of the regular town of Midgard. You can kind of walk around and there's people you can play against at different difficulties. And I'm sure you can get a trophy for beating every person in there. But that was kind of cool. You know, I kind of wish they expanded that out a little bit more. But the story of Yuffie is neat. She kind of has her own play style. She's a ninja. And you have Sonin with you as well, kind of her partner. And it plays very much like Final Fantasy VII Remake, you know, where you're, kind of holding down square or triangle for your attacks. You can hit X to do your abilities or your spells. They kind of have a synergy ability too, where Sonin will kind of boost your attacks as well as even give you kind of these synergy versions of your abilities. You can also pull the right trigger and have him pop his abilities. And like before, the enemies you're fighting, you want to basically pressure them and stagger them to then deal more damage. And you kind of want to assess each enemy to see what they're weak to and that. So it plays very much, obviously, like the initial release. But this was my first time playing it with the PS5 version of the game. So you guys know me, I like to play in performance mode with 60 frames, you know, rolling in there. I mean, the game is just gorgeous. It looks so, so good. And, playing that again just makes me wish we had more. I wish that story continued on. I loved playing that game so much. They give her kind of her own style, where the music is kind of more this kind of jazzy, kind of fun, jazzy soundtrack to it. That's kind of cool. Yuffie herself is very flamboyant, very outgoing, cracking jokes a lot. And, you know, Sonin is kind of her one to kind of keep her grounded, but he just kind of goes with it. And he's kind of playing almost us, the player, kind of just rolling his eyes often like, okay. But I will say the ending of this goes some places, and you can't help but, you know, get some of that classic Final Fantasy emotion there at the end. And then even that is where the soundtrack kind of changes and gives you kind of more that epic feel. There's two pretty awesome boss fights. Actually, the chapter one boss fight I actually enjoyed more than the second one, which was really kind of the final boss. But the way they're doing the story in Remake is kind of cool. They're kind of pulling in all those, like the Final Fantasy, like PSP games and all those other games that kind of released around it and kind of introduced some other characters. They're pulling all that in. I don't want to spoil anything for the story for people that maybe haven't played it and want to experience that for themselves. But if you played the first one, you kind of know how it ended, and it was very just different than the first game. They're really doing that. They're kind of pulling everything together and they're kind of telling their own new story with this. And it's awesome. I can't wait to see kind of where it's all going to go and kind of what's going to come next. And, you know, I hope we don't have to wait that long. I mean, we had to wait so long for Remake to come out. This DLC obviously came pretty quick. So hopefully we're not going to have to wait too long to get to that, to whatever part two or whatever they're going to decide to call it. You know, I really hope we don't have to wait that long. But you know, who knows? I guess we're just gonna have to wait and see, you know, where that's gonna go. But I definitely recommend it. You know, it's $20. You know, I'm not gonna say it was steep because I did enjoy it, and I don't like to put money, like value, to time played, because I think if you enjoyed Final Fantasy VII Remake, this is a must play, because obviously the story, it's gonna continue on, and stick around for after the credits as well. There's more kind of end credit scene, so make sure you see that stuff too. But it was good. It was great. I mean, and you know, I've said it before, if you haven't played Final Fantasy VII Remake, I definitely recommend you play it. It's lots of fun, and you know, go in knowing that it is, you know, very anime, very you know, kind of over the top in that sense, and especially in the beginning, the characters can kind of be somewhat overbearing. But in the end, when it all kind of wraps up and plays out, it's a hell of an experience. It's great. Lots and lots of fun. I did see real quick here, breaking news here before we went on. I was able to kind of just, you know, check my phone, you know, just kind of use my cell service. Pez, the Pro Evolution Soccer, which was kind of always the number two football/soccer game out, you know, behind FIFA. I mean, FIFA is like a powerhouse when it comes to sports games and just being a money churner, you know, just constantly gaining so much money for EA. I did see that it said Pez is now being rebranded as eFootball, and Konami is making it free to play, and it's coming out pretty much in everything, and even mobile. And it said they're all going to have complete cross play, and even mobile is going to have cross play with PC and console, except if you want to play with those, you have to play with a controller. Otherwise, you'll just cross play via your mobile devices. That's a big play. That's a big play for that kind of, you know, football/soccer crowd that plays those games every year, you know, with the Ultimate Team and all that. I mean, I talked before about how my son is huge into Ultimate Team in both FIFA and especially Madden. That's a big deal. That really is a big deal. You know, we'll have to see what EA decides to do with their FIFA. And, you know, even if Pez is able to pull people, I keep calling it Pez now, it's eFootball, is able to pull people away from FIFA. You know, I think that that crowd loves their games. They kind of love that play style. My son has, through the years, we bought one Pez game years ago. And he just likes FIFA more, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of the way the games play or just because FIFA is the number one, and you know, being that he plays Ultimate Team and Madden, that, you know, he just correlates over to Ultimate Team and FIFA. I don't know what that reason is. But, you know, I guess we're going to find out when he wakes up and I tell him that, you know, Pez or eFootball is going to be free. I think he's going to be all in on it and just love it. So that's kind of interesting. So we're going to keep my eye on that story and kind of see how that develops. I guess finally today here, guys, again, because I don't really have notes in front of me and I'm just kind of talking into my phone. I had mentioned my wife and I are watching Dr. Death over on Peacock. It's a new show. It's got Joshua Jackson, Christian Slater, Alec Baldwin, very, very cool show. It's a little, I say a little dark. It's pretty dark, very dark. It's based on the podcast of the same name, Dr. Death, which follows a Dr. Dunch is the guy's name. And he essentially was a spinal surgeon who went to school, got his degree and everything, went through a internship and a fellowship, and then went out and did 38 total surgeries, and 33 of which the patients either died or had severe injuries. So he really wasn't a great surgeon. Let's put it that way. And he was able to, he continued to kind of travel around and go to these other hospitals and was able to kind of utilize, I mean, we're only three episodes in, but able to utilize some prior references and I'm assuming kind of some forged references to continue going to these different hospitals and kind of convince them to allow him to do surgery. Pretty interesting, pretty messed up what you're seeing there. So, you know, I say it's a great show. I mean, it's actually, I almost said to my wife, or I did say to my wife afterwards, I was like, you know, I don't know if I could really recommend this show to people. Like, it's good in terms of the acting. And I mean, Joshua Jackson looks a mess in this show. I mean, the guy must have put on like 60 pounds, 70 pounds for this, to play this role. But it's like, it's just intriguing. Like, when you're watching it, it's like, how did this happen? I didn't listen to the podcast. I think Chris did. And I think we were still doing the show, The Enthusiast Life, together when they announced they were making this. And I know he was pretty excited about it. But I remember him saying the podcast is pretty gross, that they describe a lot of the things that he did to these patients kind of in kind of graphic detail. And they don't really show it in the show so much, but there's definitely a lot of bedside surgical procedures happening, and you're hearing sounds. And, you know, there's been a couple times my wife and I are just like closing our eyes. And like, I mean, there was the first episode, I think it was first or second episode, I was feeling a bit nauseous watching it. I'm not somebody that's funny. You know, here I'm a pharmacist. I went to, you know, pharmacy school, all that stuff. And I'm not a fan of surgeries and blood. I mean, when I did my internships, I saw some of that stuff, and it's not for me. Not something that I'm really into. You know, I'll give you your medicine after you have all that done, but I'm not going to be the one making those incisions, or, you know, being an EMT and, you know, showing up to these scenes with people bleeding out. Like, that's not me. And kudos to people who can handle that stuff. But this show had a little bit of that, but it's not so bad as I thought it was going to be, or as bad as I thought it was going to be. But it is a little bit, some of it is a little bit there. So be wary of that. But it's just a very interesting show, I think, and to see that this is a true story. And, you know, for me, as a medical professional, it's like, how did this happen? How was he able to continue that? That's why we want to watch it through. I mean, it does say in the beginning of each episode, too, that, you know, it's based on real events, that it's not actual. Everything you see actually didn't happen, per se, in terms of, you know, the conversations and things like that. But all these patients were real people. And I think there's even a documentary that's either out now or that is coming with Peacock, kind of really diving into the actual people. And it's interesting. So if you have Peacock, I don't know if you have to have a subscription. I think you may, because we have the subscription of Peacock with the ads. And there are ads in the show as we're watching it. Each episode's like, you know, classic TV, 45, 46 minutes long, with like three or four ad breaks kind of in there. So you may have to have a subscription to it. But you know, we do enjoy Peacock. We have it because of course, the WWE Network is on there, and we're kind of forced to have it because of that. We have the $5 tier with the ads. So if you're interested in that, you can check it out on Peacock. So I definitely would recommend checking it out. But all right, well, that's going to do it for me here today, guys. I believe today is the day. We got a couple games coming out. We had Flight Simulator launching today. We have Pokemon Unite coming out today. Hey, maybe that's the reason my internet's down. So many people were jumping over Pokemon Unite. I don't know if I'm going to be able to play that, obviously, with the internet. I'm working late tonight. So maybe we'll be talking about that tomorrow. But I did actually download yesterday a Game Pass game called, it looks like Chris Tales, but I think it's Crystalis is the way you say it. And it's kind of this very stylistic, what's being dubbed a love letter to JRPGs. I think it's out on the Switch. It's pretty much out on everything, but it is on Game Pass. And it's kind of this weird JRPG where you play this character who all the decisions you make are kind of based around time. So you can, what's kind of cool is, even as you're moving through the world, behind the character you're seeing the past, and in front of the character you're seeing the future, and around the character you're seeing the present. And, you know, I was kind of reading or watching a review on YouTube, and they were saying, like, you know, the decisions you make impact the world. And you're like, you'll see those ramifications of, like, the decision you're making, how it will affect the future. And you could literally see it represented on the screen. Sounds like it's pretty neat. So I did download it. So hopefully it'll allow me to play that here when we get off. When I'm done here. But I did want to kind of play some of that. But I am definitely interested in checking out Flight Simulator and Pokemon Unite. So not sure if we'll be able to talk about those tomorrow on the show. But of course, then we'll have Loki Friday. So hopefully this weekend I'll get some hands-on with Pokemon and that. We can be jumping into that next week. You know, I am really interested in playing Pokemon Unite just because it is a MOBA, and I kind of want to see how that all kind of plays. So it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to play. But all right, guys, well, that's going to do it for me here today. Hopefully, you know, you have a good rest of your day. Hopefully, you know, you're not having problems like me and waking up to some internet outage. Hopefully, you have a nice smooth riding day, And as always, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. You can always email the show at theenthusedlife@gmail.com. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great rest of your day, and we'll catch you next time.